The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Reflecting upon Michigan's loss 28-21 for Penn State. Getting your thoughts on that game and where this team is and what's your outlook for the remainder of the season at 734-998-1050. Again, tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio at WTK.com. Let's go back to the phones. Go down to H-Town. Go down to Houston and talk to Anthony. Anthony, what's up?
Hey, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning.
There are two or three points I'd like to make about that game, and I think this offense really has turned the corner because they gouged Penn State starting at the end of the first half, not the second half. I think they had their way with them the whole way. I think the play where they got caught with K.J. Hamler, I think they quick-pitched the Michigan defense because they came out and threw that ball or set up and they ran that play real quickly and caught the Michigan defense off guard. And I agree with you. I think the OC made a good call for Penn State. The last point I want to make is that on that last play, if you look at the replay, I thought whoever was covering Donovan Peoples-Jones damn near mugged him in the end zone, and the referee's standing right there. And I think that's the kind of play you can't let go by because, you really can't blame Ronnie Bell for that missed catch because he played such a good second half. And I'm encouraged by this team where they went on Saturday night, and I think they're going to beat Notre Dame come Saturday night this week.
Thanks a lot for the call there, Anthony. I'll give you my take after we get to our next call. Go out to KZU and talk to Jamie. Jamie, what's up?
How you doing, Sam? A few things. Is it possible to expel that kid and don't give him the opportunity to graduate from Michigan?
Well, it says he was class of 19, so he's already done.
Oh, unless he's graduating in December. Okay. But you can't take off. Yeah. It's a dumb letter, but you can't kick him out of school for that.
Right.
He doesn't deserve to graduate from Michigan to be that type of toxic person. And then secondly, Sam, what have we done in our lives to deserve the treatment we get from referees as Lions and Michigan fans going back to the playoffs against the Saints where they blow a fumble that we return for a touchdown dead, the mugging that Calvin Johnson had to deal with in Dallas, the missed calls, the fourth down for JT Parrott, the missed calls this past Saturday. I hate to be the guy to blame the referees because I don't, but it just seems that we are absolutely cursed when it comes to that. We never get missed calls to go our way, and they always seem to catch our guys when they do, when they're doing something they're not supposed to be doing. We never get the missed calls to go our way, it seems like. I'll hang up and listen.
Look, Jamie, hey, man, I hear you. And I feel, you know I feel your pain. I mean, that's why you say we. It's like we're family on this, right? But let me before I get to talking about officials, because I think the order in which I talk about things is important to not, not creating, the misconception out there that I'm blaming the game on officials, because I'm not. I do think that they played a very key and very clear role in the hole Michigan was in, but I am not going to say, nor do I mean to imply that Michigan lost this game due to officials. Because, as I said, heading into this contest, it's hard for me to ever, how the heartstrings are. It's hard for me to ever, make any kind of prediction that Michigan is going to lose a game. It's like, it feels like it's sacrilegious. It feels like it's, it's against, it's a crime against football humanity to do it. But predictions aren't about what you want to happen. Predictions are about what you have, about the track record, what the sample space, what they've shown you, what a team has shown you thus far, and taking what they've shown you and applying it to the upcoming game. And as we talked about this Penn State game, you know, my fear wasn't that Penn State was this. And look, man, and I think we saw it in the game. This isn't a team that went out there and was able to out-talent Michigan. Hey, come on, man. It's just as I thought. That's not a more talented team than Michigan. I don't think it's a better team than Michigan. They played better on that day. I'll give them that. Better in that they didn't make as many mistakes. They didn't do as many things to beat themselves. Now, again, they made plays. Some of those balls that were thrown were absolute dimes. I mean, I think about that first fade over Ambry and good coverage. Good coverage by Ambry. That was an absolute dime that the quarterback threw. So I give him credit. But when I look at Michigan, I mean, you think about the things that were familiar, the familiar theme that emerged at least early in this game, or especially early in this game. You come out the gate and there's the timeout before the first play. You have early in that game, as you know, the offense is looking to get its footing. And they come on the first drive, big third down conversion by Shea, where he has a little slide step and hits Ronnie in the middle of the field. But then they line in the third and short, and one of the guys up front, you know, misses a block. Plays hit, they got a punt. You know, Michigan comes out in their second possession, and I think it was it the first down run? It might have been their very first play. They ran a split zone, and you're back and your tight end running to one another. Put you behind. You know, Shea, he buys time like he did in the first drive. Nice little slide step, finds a guy receiving in the middle of the field, drop. But in that situation, you're still in a third and nine scenario, but then you have a false start and it's third and 14. And so, you know, you see these, you know, these examples of mistakes like we've seen in past games that are kind of disrupting them offensively. Look, we can talk about the defense in the first half. Hey, Penn State got away with one on that touchdown, period. Yeah, the most biased of observers on Penn State's side would even have to admit and acknowledge that. You know, Michigan comes out. They got a nice drive going. You know, they get to a fourth and three. I mean, a lot of people are focused on the third and three direct snap, which had worked earlier in the game. Fourth and three, they decide to go for it. And hey, man, you know, I think the official, no think to it, the official did let one go, or he didn't see it. Tariq Black was interfered with. Tariq Black was interfered with, but you know, you get in a situation, you have a turnover in there. It's turned to points. You have the touchdown that KJ Hamler scored on a deep pass that deep ball that he got as he ran past Brad Hawkins. You know, tip your cap. It was a gamble, and they made Michigan pay.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
For that gamble. Now in the second half, as the defense clamps down, think about how the defense clamps down. They come out in the second half, four plays, Penn State's out of there. Two consecutive three and outs, Penn State's out of there. Offense has a chance to finally get its bearings. I mean, there are still some plays in there. You look at going back to the first half, you look at how Michigan was combating. You know, the blitz scheme, they pulled out everyone wanted to see, or a lot of people wanted to see. I know Brian Cook wanted to see. He said, man, can we get some bubble screens? They must have run 37 of them, Ira. I'm exaggerating, but we seem like we saw every time a blitz was coming, bubble. But they threw one in the first half, dropped, threw another one. That would have been a big play, missed block. But then, you know, hey, get one. Ronnie Bell gets one for a nice game. They start to turn that over. They didn't this time around. Because how many people out there, when they're down 21-0, said this feels like Wisconsin all over again? I'm raising my hand. It felt like it. But where this game differed, where there were divergent paths, is how this team responded, how the coaches responded too. Because against Wisconsin, they got away from the run. So you got to throw to get back in this game. And it wound up exacerbating things. Game plan went out the window maybe earlier in retrospect than they would have had. I mean, you know, you get down 21-0, you can see getting away. You got to feel like you had to do something different. But it was early in that game, still in the first half of that game. So it's like, hey, maybe we should have stuck with the run a little longer. I say that because in this game, down 21-0 in the first half, they kept running the football. And that was a big key in them getting back in it, in my opinion. A team that they ran it on successfully last year, suddenly by sticking with the run game, they started to wear on that Penn State defense, wear on that Penn State defensive line. And Shea, who had shown, you know, he had shown that he was, you know, he was more on than we had seen him be. And so he made some, you know, some timely throws, ran the football when he had to effectively. And now Michigan is back in the game. And you wind up in the second half and it's 21-14. You're right there. And they get that big 53-yard touchdown. This is after a penalty, that would have sent Penn State. Had that penalty not been called on Lavert Hill, that would have been the third consecutive three and out for the defense in the second half. So it was a four-play drive. They were done. Two straight three and outs. That would have been the third one. But the referees, they throw the flag. And as we get to the break, I could even see in a vacuum throwing that flag. Let's eliminate the circumstances of the game and say, was there contact? Sure. Did the receiver go down? Their feet might have gotten tangled, but the receiver went down. I've seen officials throw that flag. But is it consistent with what we had seen the officials do in the game to that point? And I would say no. Because let's rewind. Very first touchdown for Penn State, push off in the end zone. Let it go. Fourth and three for Michigan. Tariq Black has the guy draped on his back before the ball gets there. Let it go. But you get deeper in the game, and wait a minute. Nico Collins is running down the field, and the defensive back is grabbing his jersey, and he's getting the guy off of his jersey, and you call him for OPI? Or Lavert Hill being physical with the receiver who tries to cross him, and their feet get tangled up. And you call P.I. when, look at what you let go earlier in the game. Just ask for consistency. Think about the touchdown they took off the board. Was Caesar downfield? Yeah, he was downfield. I mean, guys, they get a little leeway on RPOs. Get a little leeway. Was he so far downfield that you throw that flag? I would say no, not when earlier in the game, Brad Hawkins probably has an interception if the Penn State lineman he's farther downfield than Caesar was. So you have this inconsistency, man, that is glaring. Call the game the same all the way through. I mean, they're taking touchdowns off the board, extending drives on one side and ending drives on the other. Ending a Michigan offensive drive, extending a Penn State offensive drive and taking a Michigan touchdown off the board and leaving a Penn State touchdown on the board. This is not consistent, folks. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you that, okay, you know, that's why they lost. Did I not, Ira, lay out all the mistakes they made? Yeah, I haven't even laid out. I'm saying there are other mistakes that I haven't even highlighted here. They made mistakes in this game to help dig that hole. Mistakes that we've seen them make in most games this season. And if the latter half of the season is going to be different from the first half, then they're going to have to limit those mistakes. They're going to have to make fewer mistakes than the opposition if they're going to come out on top. But that does not excuse. You can make mistakes that set you back and put you, you know, make your odds of losing higher, and the officials can play a role in it too. Both things can be true, and both things were true in this game. We got to get to a break. As we do often here on the Michigan Insider, we highlight that with these fall chores that you have, right, you need equipment to help you get them taken care of right. That's where our friends at Boolean Sales and Service come in, located at 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. You can find them online at weknowtractors.com. Again, weknowtractors.com. It's worth a ride up here on River Drive to Boolean Sales because they have that special equipment for you. For me, I needed the Steel RB400 pressure washer from Boolean Sales because I had to get out there and seal, you know, power wash and seal the driveway, the new driveway we got done for the winter. You might have different chores. Maybe for you, it's going out there and, you know, cutting down some trees that are hanging over your, you know, hanging over your driveway, or trimming some, you know, trimming back some, you know, some shrubs that you might have. Our friends at Boolean Sales and Service have all of the equipment that will take care of those issues as well. Like, for instance, Billy Goat blowers and vacuums for all those leaves that fall down. Steel handheld and backpack blowers. Steel chainsaws. Dr. Power leaf vac systems. Toro Grandstand Multiforce and more. That's at Boolean Sales and Service, 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. Find them online at weknowtractors.com or give them a call at 734-426-8527. Back on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.